Jesus Christ, King of endless glory.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit his life?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today, on the second day of our Lenten pilgrimage, the Church always places before us this dramatic scene. Moses with the Jews after their 40-year pilgrimage through the desert. When Moses was summing up all that God had done, but brought it to their freedom. History of salvation is a history of choices. Some good, some bad. Moses recounted for them all that God had done in freeing them from the clutches of Pharaoh, the 10 plagues, the Red Sea, the manna and the quail from heaven and water from a rock, the thunder at the top of Mount Sinai, as God twice gave the 10 commandments, so many other theophanies. It's a sign of his presence. And yet he reminded them that many had not chosen God. They had complained. They had longed for the flesh pots of Egypt. They thought that God had brought them from Pharaoh's clutches in order just to perish in the desert. Even Aaron vacillated and helped to make a golden calf. So Moses, summarizing what God had done and how they had responded, both good or bad, made clear to them the choice that faced them. "Today I have set before you life and prosperity on the one hand, death and doom on the other. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live." Then he describes, as John Paul II emphasized in Evangelium Vitae 28, in the choice of life based on this passage, that to choose life means to choose a way of life. It's not just a one-time thing, "I would prefer to live rather than to die," but it's a clinging to that choice. Choose life then, that you and your descendants may live. And how are we going to do it? By loving the Lord your God, heeding his voice, and holding fast to him. This is what will mean life for you. At the beginning of Lent, the Church puts before us that choice. It's a paradoxical one. For us to choose life, Jesus says, we have to choose self-denial and the way of the cross. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. This seems strange, almost revolting to most of us when we really confront what's being asked. Jesus is saying that in order to have life, we have to go the way of the grain of wheat. We have to die first to have it. We have to pick up a cross, an instrument of torture, and make it our own. But when we ponder this, it brings us to the heart of the real mystery of the cross. So I'd like to repeat almost ad nauseum. The cross is not so much a sign of torture and pain, but of the sign of love that made even that much suffering bearable. Choose to follow Christ along the way of the cross is to choose to follow Christ along the path of total self-sacrificial love. And that's the choice before us. It's the choice to exalt this worldly stuff, which is actually the path of death. Or it's to choose to love the Lord and love others like the Lord, to the point of laying down our lives for others, which is the way of life. And that's the choice that faces us in Lent. And the Church helps us to make the choice well. By prayer, we put God over our ego. By almsgiving, we put others and their needs above our own preferences and comforts. By fasting, we put God's hunger over our pleasure. It's a path by which we die to our concupiscence, not die to who we really are, but whom the devil wants to tempt us to become. We die to that old Adam who chooses against God in order to opt to become the new Adam, whose whole life is a fiat voluntas tua. Today the Church celebrates two great saints who need to be very dear to the Sisters of Life because they were both two young martyred mothers. Perpetua was 22, a newlywed, already had a child. Felicity was pregnant as a catechumen, and she worried that she wouldn't be able to give the supreme witness of love for the Lord because the Romans, with all their sadism, refused to kill a pregnant mom because they said the child wouldn't and shouldn't suffer if the mom had done something wrong. Even the sadistic Romans had recognized the independence of the life of the child growing within, and how the innocent should never be put to death for somebody else's bad choices. And so they were baptized while they were awaiting martyrdom in prison, and they were brought into the circus there, the amphitheater in Carthage. A wild cow was set against them. They were both mangled, but neither died. And they got on up, and they started to talk to the crowds, and the gladiators were sent out, and eventually both of them fell. Incredible heroism on the part of these moms who chose Christ. Perpetua's dad, who was a pagan, came and remonstrated with her. "Look at the white hair on my head. Have some reverence for them." She did revere her dad, but she revered Christ's hoary head, we could say, even more. Then the dad went and brought her young baby, said, "Think about your child." And she was thinking about that child. And that child would have an extraordinary hero for a mom, who would be remembered 1,800 years later and will be remembered until the end of time. A mom who would never cease to mother him from above. They chose life. They chose the way of life by choosing the way of the cross together with the Lord Jesus. And that's the choice before us every Lent. As we go up to this altar of God today, now adorned with a beautiful antependium. Thank you, sister. Beautiful. We remember that at each Mass we have that choice. Christ proclaims his gospel, and we can choose to follow it We can choose to ignore it or we can choose to reject it. But the choice is always live. Choice is always renewed. And then we have the chance to receive Him who chose us from Calvary. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross each day, and follow me. This is the path of life. Let us choose it and help each other to choose it and help the whole world to choose it. Praise be Jesus Christ.